Thank you. 1023.
Authorize a 5-year price agreement for purchase of hydrants and valves from Mueller Co. LLC for an amount not to exceed $5,220,000.
Good morning, Ms. Moody. Mr. Kovach.
Good morning, Mayor, Commissioners. Christine Moody, Procurement Services. Before you is a procurement report recommending the award of a price agreement for hydrants and valves that will be used to supply the Water Bureau's hydrant installation and replacement program that anticipates replacement of approximately 300 hydrants and 675 valves each year. In July of 2015, the city conducted a competitive bid and two responses were received. Mueller Company has the lowest bid at $5,220,000 for a 5-year period, contract period. And I will turn this over to Ty Kovach for to talk a little bit more about the program.
Good morning, Mayor and Commissioners. Ty Kovach, Portland Water Bureau. Just wanted to share that a lot of people don't necessarily think about the Water Bureau when they think about fire hydrants. And it is a huge component of our distribution system, not only for fire suppression, but also for water quality purposes. We use it to provide potable water for people in emergencies. They're a very important part of our system. And we have hydrants all over the city that were installed in 1895. And you can look in your own neighborhood, and there's a variety of them. If you look at the barrel of a hydrant, it will say what year it was manufactured. And all over the city, we have 1895 hydrants, which on one hand is really cool because that is a great amount of longevity for something that our predecessors in the Water Bureau installed. But I also think it's really important that we have a robust and ambitious maintenance program to make sure that people can count on what we're putting in now for the next 80 to 100 years. And so in the last 3 years, we've essentially tripled the amount of hydrant maintenance that we're doing. We've installed or replaced about 300 or 350 every single year. And we've also done the same thing with valves. And there's 45,000 valves in the city, and they're like the offensive line of the distribution system because you don't think about them until one of them doesn't work, and then you got your hands full. And
good metaphor.
Good metaphor. The Seattle Seahawks might ask for some valves.
Right. They could use some valves in there to protect Russell Wilson for sure. So this is something that we've really increased over the past couple of years. It's driven the need for us to get a long-term contract established, and this contract gives us 5 years that recognizes the change in the pace that we've had in maintaining these key pieces of our infrastructure. So we respectfully request your support for moving forward with this contract.
Okay. Questions?
I remember we just very recently authorized you to go out and get this, so good work to Procurement Services for getting it done so quickly. I just have a question about what do we do with the old ones? Do we presumably we recycle the metal?
We actually turn them over to our scrap provider, which is a separate contract that we have. But they are scrapped, the old ones are. Some of them are salvaged, the ones that have breakaway flanges and that have modern components that can be replaced. But the ones from 1895 are well beyond their useful life, and they are sent to the scrapyard.
So do we get money for them?
I don't know that I don't know that they're worth very much money. So I don't know the answer to that, but I could get it for you.
I'm really interested to know because it seems like they're pretty heavy, so you'd think there'd be a lot of metal in them. And the other question I have is, are we saving one or two for historical purposes?
Yeah, we have. If you just drive around and evaluate hydrants in the city as you do, if you start having this on your radar screen, we have a wide variety of styles that have been installed over the years. Some of them are real straightforward and, you know, you don't notice them, and other ones are very unique. And so we try to hang on to the unique ones when we come across one that's
odd. Mr. Fritz, when we opened the interstate maintenance facility, we put a couple of our historic fire hydrants out. But we have some real treasures in the stacks at that facility. So if any of my colleagues would like to come see some of the pieces of history that we do have, the Benson bubblers that we have in storage, some of the old fire hydrants and equipment, it's pretty cool. We'd be very happy to host that.
Well, Commissioner Fritz may be onto something there. I mean, I wouldn't have thought there would be any retail value to pieces of old airport carpet. So so maybe there's a souvenir value, or at the very least, the Parks Bureau might want one or two for some of their dog parks. But there seems like there might be a reuse opportunity rather than simply a recycling opportunity out there somewhere for someone who's clever enough to figure out how to market something like airport carpet.
Well, you know, we'd be happy to look at it.
Doggy daycare.
We spun off the Lou's, and now we get money for others manufacturing the Lou's. If we discover there's a market for old fire hydrants, maybe there's like a website where dogs bid again. bid for nostalgic reasons. They bid for these. But we'll take a look at it. It's a good suggestion. Thank you.
Okay. Other questions, serious or not, for this team?
I was serious.
I know you were. Thank you both. Anyone else want to speak on this item? If not, then a motion, please.
Move to adopt the procurement report.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Novick.
Aye.
Fritz.
Mayor, I think you have a good point about who would have thought that airport carpet would be selling for $60 for a doormat. So I do think that there might be people who would like one of these for decorative gardens or whatever. So I'm pleased that you're going to look into it, Commissioner Fish.
Idea.
Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
I want to thank Ty Kovach. You know, as you know, we keep Ty very doing day-to-day work, and this is one of those rare occasions where the director allowed him to come to council and present. He did a great job. And Mayor and colleagues, I started my morning visiting the call center at the Portland Water Bureau. We are very proud of the customer service that the Bureau provides to a lot of people. And the recent PCI compliance journey that's impacted all of us meant that for temporarily we've had to suspend auto pay. That necessarily inconveniences a lot of people, up to 32,000 customers. And so there's been almost a 50% increase in calls to a call center that's already has a very high volume dealing with customer concerns. One measure of how good a job they're doing is how few emails we've gotten from customers who have been unhappy with whatever service they got at the bureau level. So we went over today, Director Mike and I went over and thanked them, and we brought donuts and coffee, and they're sort of the unsung heroes of our work. They're people behind the scenes interfacing with customers, and this morning we said thank you for doing a wonderful job during a very challenging transition. And today I'm pleased to vote aye.
Foxman.
Well, on behalf of Portland Fire and Rescue, we want to thank the Water Bureau for this contract. And I don't know, the report has a very interesting, my favorite little trivia, which is we have over 14,000 fire hydrants in our city. I find that really fascinating. But anyway, we need these, and it's good to get this contract approved. Aye.
Mills.
Good work. Aye.